We head down to Mexico now, and I mean way down, more than 8,000 feet underground, to one of the deepest caves in the world. It's called Cheve, and it's located in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. Burkhard Bilger writes about it in the New Yorker magazine. He met up with a team of explorers who were descending into the monster cave. I asked Bilger to describe what that's like.
Well, the main Cheve entrance is spectacular. You go in this huge gaping hole in the cliffside, and it's, you know, it's a huge chamber, and there are rocks and kind of monoliths inside, and ancient Cuicatec Indians used to hold ritual sacrifices there, and there are a number of bones that were found of people who were sacrificed. So it has a real creepy and impressive aura. And then you do what is essentially is mountain climbing, rock climbing down these cliff faces underground in the dark, often with water pouring over you. And then you'll do a horizontal section where sometimes you're crawling on your belly for hundreds of yards or even longer. And then occasionally you'll actually get to a place where the water in the mountain gathers into a flooded tunnel that's completely filled with water. And then you put on scuba gear and you have to scuba dive those sections. And then you'll hit another cliff face and go back down again. So it's like that down, across, down and across over and over again.
Well, geez, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. I firmly expect you, when I ask what's the point, you're going to say, because it's there. But why do these people do this?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I do think because it's there is part of it. I mean, the fact that this is one of the few things on the earth where you can actually see a place that's completely undiscovered, that no one has ever seen before, that's a major motivator. The fact that they kind of like being underground in an odd way. I mean, these are people who – it's not just that they aren't claustrophobic. It's that they actually love the feeling of being surrounded by rock, of that kind of womb-like feeling of having close contact with the earth. So for them, that part isn't a problem. And then lastly, I do think, you know, there's this kind of camaraderie that develops when you are in extreme circumstances. And the more miserable the circumstances, the more kind of intense the fellowship is at times. And they have all kind of learned to crave that and to love that.
And it's also pretty dangerous, too, for a wide variety of reasons.
Oh, yeah. It is really one of the most dangerous activities in the world, maybe only rivaled by base jumping and a few other extreme sports. The expedition leader I was with, Bill Stone, his mentor was this famous Florida cave explorer and cave diver named Sheck Exley. And he rescued, I think, more than 300 corpses in his lifetime from caves. So it's a sport where, yeah, you die from any number of reasons. I mean, certainly with scuba gear involved, you can get hypoxia where you run out of oxygen. You can get narcosis. You know, you can get trapped in a tunnel when the rain comes through and floods a tunnel, and you can get killed that way. So there's that problem. And then there's the rock climbing level of difficulty where people, you know, the anchors come out of the walls and they fall great distances and land and die. So it really is just, you know, 1,000 ways to die.
Is this something people do on their own as a sport, or is this something you really need to put together a team to do?
An expedition like this really is a huge, I mean, they call it siege logistics. Siege logistics is the term they use for it. So it really is almost like you're attacking this cave as an army. And the team I was with was about 50 to 60 people, depending on when you were there. And I think the whole expedition cost $350,000. And it's not just that you need a lot of people, but that you have to have this extremely sophisticated logistical plan, because you can't just go down in a cave and go as far as you can go and then come back up. You have to do a kind of an Everest expedition type approach where you go a distance, you set up a base camp, you provision the base camp, you go back to the surface, you get more food, you go back down, you set up another base camp a little bit further, you go back to the surface. So you're kind of going in and out like a drill rather than one stretch.
You know, you bring up Everest, and I wonder, with Everest, you start at the base camp and you go to the top and you can stand on top, you know, and say, woohoo, I've done it. What's the end goal in a cave? I mean, you get as far as you can go, and then there's more cave, right?
Yeah. I mean, that to me, I have to say, is probably the thing that I have the hardest time grasping, that there's no cathartic climax. There's no moment that you achieve where you go, oh, my God, I have done it. I mean, you could say that might be if you break a depth record. You know, when if you get to that, you can do that. You can measure how far down you've gone and say, okay, now I'm deeper than anybody has gone. But, you know, almost nobody gets to do that. It almost never happens. So instead, what happens, you get down to a certain point and you just can't go any further. You hit a cave-in, or you hit a sump, you know, a flooded tunnel that you just can't get past, or you hit some kind of tight area where the water's going through and you can see to the other side, but you can't get your body physically to that other side. I mean, cavers, they're interesting folk. They don't have such a heroic self-image. They have to be able to say, you know what? This is a process, and this year I'm going to explore this tunnel, and if it ends, next year I'll come back and I'll explore another tunnel, and maybe it'll take me deeper. Maybe I'll find a way to bypass the blockage that I hit last year. And you have to kind of enjoy that continual process of discovery.
Burkhardt Bilger is a staff writer at The New Yorker magazine, and he wrote a really impressive article about the cave in Mexico called Cheve. Burkhardt, thanks a lot.
A pleasure to be here.